ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week on the Union County Sports Network. No 1-2 punch right now. Cook on his way. He's late as always. So it's just a good old solo jab from me tonight for the Southern Carolina Conference Tournament semifinals between the number one seeded Marvin Ridge Mavericks and the number three seeded Sun Valley Spartans. We are live from Porter Ridge Gymnasium on the campus of Porter Ridge High School for tonight's matchup. Sun Valley Spartans coming tonight as the four seed defeated Weddington this past week. 54-45 in overtime. They are in the first round. They come in tonight's action 13-12 overall, 3-6 in the conference, and led by senior guard Tyra Robinson. 12.9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 28% from 3. She had 13 on Monday night. She is 16 points away from the career 1,000 mark. Junior wing Kaylin Henry, 6.5 points, 4 rebounds, 19 points, 11 rebounds. A big night for her this past Monday against Weddington. And then senior wing Ari Meters, 7.5 points, 5 rebounds, 18% from 3, and they are coached by Matt Baer. For Marvin Ridge, the number one seed overall in the conference tournament, comes into the night's game 20-4, 7-1 in the SEC. They have not played since last Friday night when they win over Weddington. They have won 4 in a row, and they last lost to Porter Ridge back on January 30th. The Mavericks are led by senior wing Ella Chepel. 14.9 points, 6 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and shoots 36% from 3. Sophomore guard Kate Schindler, 12 points, 6.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 35% from 3 in last week's Player of the Week. Also, sophomore guard Kylie Lenahan, 7 points. You again. 3.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 35% from 3, and they are coached by Steve Lenahan. We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups, the tip, and maybe Ryan Cook will join us. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrick here. And look who decides to join me. You know, when you tell me things like that, I don't. What do you want me to do? Because it's there. I send you a picture. I know you can't get the picture. Huh? Yeah.
Check.
There we go.
Hey. My wife's usually pretty sharp. She usually knows what's going on.
It's on my phone, too. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if it were me, I wouldn't be surprised.
Starting for Sun Valley, Meters, Bradley, Henry, Robinson, Grant. For Marvin Ridge, it'll be Lenahan, Edwards, Robitaille, Chepel, and Schindler.
Woo. I made it just in time in
you
the
did.
Seat here. We got a repeat official from
last
night.
Yes, we do. I said
night.
To him, so it's you again.
Groundhog Day.
Matt Abrick, Ryan Cook.
Yeah, that you had a...
I was going to
do my job, right? Yeah,
I was going to try.
Not big shoes to fill there,
you do a fine job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Grant and Schindler will jump center. Take your deep breath. Sun Valley left to right. Marvin
That's
Ridge.
A good mood. This is weird.
Awkward. Let's get the Game of the Week underway. Tip in the air and one into the backcourt.
Holy
Meters
moly.
Right down off the glass. And
that
up
didn't
good.
Take long.
Not at all.
Did she get an assist for that? I don't know.
I guess. You're the coach.
I truly don't. I say yes. That was Chloe, right, Grant?
Yeah. Okay, right. Grant to Meters. Up top, Lenahan with it for Marvin Ridge. Kylie with it off to Chepel. Ella with it. Robitaille, pump fake, gets Meters in the air. Now up top. On the block, back to Chepel. Ella, up and no good. Rebound by Grant. Over to Bradley.
You say you've been pretty impressed with Grant and her new
role,
right? Yeah,
I have been, and also how she played last year coming into this year, and how she's progressed. I said something to Coach Bear about it. Yeah, they've done a good job working with her and developing her. Henry with it up top, right side of Meters, and we've got a traveling call.
That's an easy call. Took off there without putting it on the floor.
Whew.
Man.
So you're what grade are these girls in that you're coaching over?
Seventh and eighth, or just seventh? Just seventh.
Okay.
Yep.
Coach Lenahan asked if you were if his daughter was part of that group. Up top to Schindler. He's got a daughter, I think, in seventh or eighth grade.
I think that's the next level up from what I do.
Schindler with it left wing. Up top to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Lost it. Now skip pass back to Schindler. Top of the key. Frees herself. Now back to Lainey Edwards. Edwards with it. Hands off. Now a little three-man weave. Lenahan into the corner. Nothing going. Back up top to Schindler. 6:35 to go here in the first. 2-0 Sun Valley.
Seeing that patience early. It's a very patient, methodical team at times.
Lenahan, Bradley on her, up top to Robitaille. Skip over to Schindler. Kate with it. Now Edwards with it. Bounce pass right wing to Robitaille. Rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound to loose ball on the ground. Bradley's got it, throws it right to Lenahan. Still another loose ball, and a jump ball is called. It will be Sun Valley ball.
What a great defensive stand.
No, excuse me, he didn't change it. Now it's Marvin.
That's a great defensive stand. I mean, you got to come down with that rebound, and they even had the rebound and couldn't quite pull that out.
Up top to Edwards now, 6:05 to go here in the first. Guarded by Henry, top of the key, right side to Robitaille. Now to Schindler, throws it right. Bradley steals it. Zoe with it, over to Meters. Meters across the timeline to Robinson. Tyra, 16 points away from 1,000. For Miss Robinson, shot no good. Rebound by Chappell, gets it over to Schindler. Kate with it on that right wing. Back up top, Chappell. Drive, kick, Lenahan right wing. Step back along, three for Kylie, up end, good.
That's nice.
Third leading scorer for the Mavs at just over 7 a game, but she shoots about 35% from three.
Well, that was nice. That's not easy.
Left side over to Henry. And Henry coming off that big night, 19-11 against Weddington earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Five threes. Loose ball, steal by Robitaille. Jump ball is called. It'll go back to Sun Valley.
Just kind of handed it to her there. You got to take care, have more, take care of the ball better than that.
Robinson will trigger it. 5:17 to go here. Marvin up 3-2. Going to go all the way up top to Meters. Ari with it. Now the issue, of course, with Sun Valley is their depth.
Oh, yeah. Lack thereof.
Two physical bodies completely off the team.
Yeah.
Throws it out of bounds. And even on against Weddington, they only went about two. They only played, really.
Oh, man.
Coppin.
I was going to say that I think they're saving the A-team officials for the second game, but maybe not.
Even Bear, Coach Bear said that, why they went with two sets for the conference tournaments. Robitaille with it up top. Hands off to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Back up top to reset. Gets past Robinson. Drive, kick to Edwards. Laney going to go through the lane. Kick it out top. Chappell a three on the way. Front end no good. Rebound by Bradley. Foul will be on Robitaille.
I do like the defense of this Sun Valley team. I mean, I think that you really saw that in the Weddington games. The last two times they played Weddington, they played great defense, I thought.
And they played Marvin Ridge tough.
Yeah.
Their two meetings. Marvin Ridge won them, but still. Robinson with it up top, heckled by Robitaille, still on that left wing.
Yeah, she got to go downhill. She got to get going, yeah.
Now she gets on the block. Rise, fire.
Oh.
Up and won't go down.
Man.
Loose ball, gets it back up top. She'll reset. 4:15 to go here. Tyra with it between the circles. Deputy Dodd again, of course, was asking about you.
Yeah.
On the block to Bradley. They lob it inside. Up and no good. Rebound. Bradley gets it off. Goes off of a foot. It'll be Sun Valley basketball. 4 minutes to go in the first.
Not a big crowd yet. Huh?
No, not at all.
I think there will be for the boys game.
The boys game could be interesting.
Or maybe. Decent.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
School night. Into the corner to Robinson. Bradley, they swing it. Meters a three. Window no good. Kept it alive. Bradley tracks it down. Back up top to Henry. Now to Robinson. Ari along three. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Mavs basketball.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Robinson needs to get going downhill. I think she can get past these girls if she's not playing with it up top. I mean, she's got to go.
Got here a little early today. I had an interesting conversation with the assistant coach for Porter Ridge, Lauren Brown.
Okay, yeah.
She recognized you. Robitaille left wing, back up top to Edwards, asking about the new question around town. Miss Taylor and Miss Watts, how do you compare?
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny, considering what we talked about recently.
Yeah.
Up top to Lenahan.
She probably played against her. I don't know.
She did.
Yeah.
Kylie with it. Right wing over to Edwards. Laney, baseline cut off, back at it. Reset, back up top. 3 minutes to go. Very patient tonight, this first quarter, for both Marvin and Sun Valley. Schindler with it up top, high post. To Chappell, stolen away by Grant. Over to Robinson. Tyra. Robitaille up on her. Dribble drive. Wild shot. Yep. No, but she's fouled. Yep. That'll be Robitaille's second.
It will be. The only two fouls in the game have gone to Miss Robitaille. But, yeah, the reason I said yep is I think that's what Robinson's really got to do. She's got to try to take it at him and get downhill, get to the basket.
And I'm curious on, she hasn't done anything yet as far as getting somebody up to the bench or up to the scores table. And he goes.
Yeah, he just was informed that that was her second.
Kate Sheridan in for the first time tonight for Marvin Ridge.
Two team fouls. They're correcting on the board. It should be on white.
We got a new scorekeeper here tonight for Porter Ridge. Robinson at the line.
Do not envy that job.
No, I don't either. Up and no good. Rebound. Edwards had it. Zoe Bradley comes away with it for Sun Valley. Back to Robinson. Not rebounding the ball well tonight yet for Marvin Ridge.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot here on the offensive end where they're losing them. Henry down the lane. Up off the window and good. And Sun Valley on top, 5-3 here in the first.
I get the sense they've come to play. I mean, the first time I saw Sun Valley play, I just don't feel like they really were there, the effort. Now, every other time I've seen them, they've been playing.
Lenahan with it up top. Right side to Schindler. Kate guarded by Bradley. Now to Edwards. Laney not really looking for her shot tonight so far. Lenahan back to Schindler. Now she's trapped. Back to Lenahan. Step back. A long two. No good. Rebound goes to Henry and jump ball is called. It will be Marvin Ball. Oh, did he call a foul? No, he did not. Hey, fist. What do you have? Jenny Briggs in for the first time tonight.
Last game that I saw Briggs, I felt like she made a nice impact off.
She did. She had like five or six assists, I remember. Schindler will trigger it. Up top to Briggs. Grant will come out and check her. Over to Chappell. Ella, spin, turn, shot. No, but she got it up there.
Yep.
And she'll go to the line for two.
And it's tough to defend her there.
If you go back to the last game they played, Weddington, she didn't play well. She was non-existent in that game.
Yeah.
So she's been a little more aggressive offensively when she's gotten the ball tonight. Deep breath, up in the air, front end no good.
Seemed a little bit unsure of that shot, I felt like. I felt like you saw that coming a little bit. I don't know what's up with that.
A minute 49 to go here, 5-3 Sun Valley. Chappell up and that one is good. 5-4, Spartans lead here with a minute 45 to go in the first. Robinson will bring it up. Briggs will pick her up at midcourt. Forcing her left. She does. Now she switches back. It's a screen from Henry. Ooh. Moving screen. No call.
Something's got to happen there, I think.
That was like a middle linebacker coming through with the forearm shiver. Loose ball. Jump ball is called. It will stay Sun Valley basketball.
I don't like the amount of jump balls in this game. They're all the right call, but like
no, it's
a lot
sloppy.
Of jump balls.
You're bringing the ball down to where they can grab it.
It reminds me of a JV game in that sense. Like too many. It is sloppy.
On the inbound, Grant up, no good, but she's fouled.
I like it. I mean, you're right. I mean, fouls on 12. Sheridan?
Yep. And I jokingly said to Coach Bear, I said, what I would do with her in the offseason.
What's wrong? No.
up and no good. I would lock her in the gym. And every time you bring the ball down, you're running. Keep it above your head. You're the biggest girl in the county for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Three and one. Another one.
Man, I don't envy him.
They've got it reversed. I agree.
I just don't, you know.
No, the pressure.
It's not fun when
yelling
like,
at you.
You know, you're
fans,
be like,
refs.
You want to just stand up and go, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Sign up for this. All right,
but
there we go. We're good
fair,
to go.
People aren't really going nuts right now.
No.
It's just they were.
But I tell you what, if this
they will
second one off the glass and good, they will on Friday.
What time?
6:14 on a Wednesday. The banks are open.
Okay.
Briggs left side to Sheridan. 6-4, Marvin Ridge back up top. Lenihan with it. Right side to Schindler. Kate, pump fake. Now to Briggs. Into the corner to Douglas who checked in. Cadence, baseline, throws it nowhere because she stepped on the end line.
Are we now calling her Cadence James Harden Douglas? Is that, I mean, because she's really good at going to her left. She's really good at one thing, but, I mean, you've got to.
Yeah,
I thought Weddington did a pretty good job of defending that last time.
I agree with you. Robinson through the lane, the little floater, got it.
That's that scorer's role, not shooter, but scorer.
Tyra with three. Schindler with it, skip over here to Douglas. Cadence with it back up top to Briggs. Jenny with it with a screen. Nice screen right side to Schindler. Kate back to Briggs in the corner. Back to Schindler up top. Under 40 seconds to go. Kate, rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound kept alive. Chloe Grant's got it again. And another jump ball is called. It will stay Marvin Ball with 30.8 seconds to go. Popping in for the first time tonight.
Get her in the weight room and... Man.
Just keep the ball over your head.
And what year is she?
She is a sophomore.
You
so that's, I mean, two more
years.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's
no
one in the conference taller than her.
Right.
Or even up to her size. Into the corner to Schindler. Kate directing traffic. Dribble drive into the corner to Douglas. Cadence, baseline, spin, lost her dribble. Needs help back to Schindler.
Grant's just kind of hanging out there in the lane, ready to block that shot.
Down to 15 seconds to go. Back into the corner. Douglas through
that
the lane and is fouled. Chloe Grant got hurt.
Can't let her get that far into her left. You know, I mean, you got to cut her off earlier.
Foul's going to be on Grant with 9.9 seconds to go. Spartans up 8-4.
First foul on Grant. Two team fouls.
Douglas up and good.
Whoa.
Should be 8-6. Hasn't put it up yet. 8-7. There it goes. Now 6, now 7. 9. 8-7-6. Robinson is fouled on the floor, though, with 4.8 seconds to go. Should it be 7?
I have 6. So I heard you say 7. That's what I got.
That's my mistake.
I got 6.
Robinson will trigger it into Bradley up top. Coppin with it.
Oh.
Gets it to Meters, stolen away. She won't get a shot off, and that'll do it. With zeros on the clock after one quarter of play, Sun Valley 8, Marvin 6. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook.
I'm still trying to figure out whether this is the A team or the B team as far as the officials go. I was guessing this was the B team, but then I saw the one in the doorway. Seems like a bad start.
Yeah, have you seen any other ones?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Maybe he's the only weak link, but I don't think they usually count him as a weak link because he's experienced, in air quotes. Eh.
Sun Valley up 8-6. Robinson across the timeline. Briggs on her, to her left, cut off quickly. Back door to Meters through the lane, loose ball. Briggs with it, Jenny on the move. We're gonna wait for her friends. Up top to Sheridan. Kate with it. Now to Schindler. Rise, doesn't take the shot, skips it over to Chapel. Ella drive, and a foul is called. It'll be on Bradley. If they're patient enough to continue to do that, Sundelly's not deep.
Yeah.
Henry on the next dead ball.
That was Bradley, but that's her first.
So Henry and Grant out with 7:34 to go here. We're in the second. Sheridan will trigger it for Marvin Ridge. Underneath the Mavs basket, looking to get it inside. They do. Douglas is there. Blocked by Henry. Saves it right to Chappell. Loose ball, still got it. Cadence Douglas tracks it down back up top to reset. Briggs with it up top. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
Oof.
She had two threes the other night, plus those five or six assists off the bench for Coach Lenahan.
That was confident right there, and it looked really good.
And the Mavs take the lead, 9-8, as Robinson will bring it across. Tyra with it. Making her work down the lane, kicking to the corner. Bradley's there up top to Coppin. Now to Robinson, cut through to Meters. Ari blocked by Schindler. Over to Briggs. Marvin on the move. Briggs across the timeline. Jenny cuts the D now. Left wing over to Chappell. Ella with it into the corner to Douglas. Cadence with it back up top. Schindler. Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't really either. It's that. I don't know.
She evidently didn't put the ball down quick enough before that pivot came up.
Yeah, slid it, I guess they'll say.
9-8 Mavericks, 6:40 to go here. Winner plays Porter Ridge tomorrow or Friday night. Robinson with it up top, drive, hang, shot, window, no. Rebound goes to Sheridan. Over to Briggs. Jenny across the timeline. Drive, head fake, down the lane, up glass, no good. Short, rebound by Coppin. Over to Meters. Ari will push. Left wing over to Robinson. Tyra again, Briggs on her. Up top back to Coppin, into the corner. Henry, skip pass, blocked by Douglas, but goes right back to Kalen. She'll go baseline and is fouled. It'll be on the floor, and I believe it'll be on Cadence Douglas.
That will be her first foul.
Rocky River boys, or everybody's playing tonight, I think. Boys and girls, so you've got, you know, no real upsets there.
Okay.
Into the corner. Henry, a three on the way for Kalen. No good. Rebound goes off of Coppin out of bounds. It'll be Mavs ball with 6 minutes to go here in the first half.
I might have to try to ask somebody. I'm wondering if Coppin is the daughter of Rebecca Coppin, who played at Sun Valley herself.
Right side over to Lenahan. Kylie with it. And a screen foul, I think, will be on Bradley. It is.
And that is her second.
5:50 to go here. Lenahan will trigger it. Into the backcourt to Briggs, and Jenny will bring it across. Right to left. Right side over to Lenahan. Kylie with it on the block. Chappell drive. Ella left it short. Loose ball. Meters has got it. Over to Robinson. Tyra wants to push into the front court. Head fake and fell down, but fouled by Jenny Briggs.
Kind of a lot of fouls so far. That's two on Briggs. You got two on Robitaille, two on Briggs.
So Lady Edwards coming back in.
Yep.
Replaces Briggs.
And there's the difference in Marvin and probably everybody in the county is the depth is, you know, you don't get hurt too bad with a little bit of foul trouble.
Into the corner to Coppin. Skip up top. Bradley trying to get it inside. Back up top to Henry. Not a Meters. A three on the way for Ari. No good. Chappell with the rebound. Over to Schindler. Kate wants to push. 5:20 to go here in the first half. Hands off to Chappell. Ella drive. Hang shot. Glass. Good.
Nobody was getting in front of that.
And a timeout for Sun Valley. A full timeout with 5:12 to go here. Mavs up 11-8. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's Ryan Cook.
Hey.
UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. 5:12 to go here in the first half. Sun Valley and Marvin Ridge with the Mavericks lead 11-8 here. This is the girls' semifinal of the Southern Carolina Conference Tournament. Winner plays Porter Ridge Friday night at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, this has been quite a drought for Sun Valley. I think, you know, good momentum stopper there and get things settled. You need to score.
11-8, just a three-point lead for Marvin Ridge. Left side over to Coppin.
Robitaille back in with two fouls.
Kelsey back in, up top on Robinson, and she fouled her twice and gets through the screen up top to Meters. Ari's going to drive, kick to Coppin. A three on the way, no good. Rebound by Lenahan. Kylie will push into the front court. Left side over to Sheridan. Kate back to Chepel. In and out of the hands of Ella and out of bounds. Turnover. Sun Valley ball with Miss Grant coming back in.
Not the type of play you usually expect out of this Marvin team. They don't do little things like that, you know.
Robinson will bring it up now with 4:30 to go here. And a push on Lenahan. That was.
Yeah, it seemed.
I'm not saying it was a bad call. It's just kind of odd.
Yeah, that's her first. I don't think these officials have done a bad job. I was
no.
giving a hard time saying it was the B team. This may be the A team.
Meteors with it up top, right side to Henry.
Ooh,
baseline
yourself.
Now back up top.
Good
cut through is Bradley. Zoe back to Henry. A three, no good. Rebound by Robitaille. Kelsey's got it. Over to Edwards, Laney across the timeline. Right wing over to Lenahan. Kylie, she may have gotten away with a walk.
Yeah, some shuffling.
Loose ball on the ground still. Robinson's got it. Tyra all by herself up off the glass. Good. 11-10, Marvin Ridge with under 4 minutes to go.
She's got five now.
Five, needing 16 to join that club. Left side over to Lenahan in front of us. Up top to Sheridan. Kate with it. Right there, Laney could have gone back door. I think Zoe was anticipating. Oh. A bad pass, stolen away. Meters, Ari, drive, hang, shot, good. Sun Valley back up on top, 12-11.
That's what you need out of that timeout. Momentum shift.
Now Kate Sheridan at the scorer's table quickly.
Schindler.
Schindler, excuse me, Kate
yes.
Schindler.
Sorely needed at this point. Get that momentum reversed again.
Edwards off the top. Hands off to Lenahan. They're letting him get a little physical out there on the
yep.
perimeter, into the corner. Laney, pump fake, drive,
oh,
hand
nice
shot,
drive.
Blocked
oh.
by Grant. Tell you what, Chloe's done a good job this season.
She has.
Robinson, right side to Meters, sets her feet, got it.
Uh-oh, you may need a timeout over there.
Timeout, Marvin Ridge, a four-point lead for the Mavericks. 15-11 with 3:02 to go. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
So, first of all, just let me say, this is probably an off-the-air conversation, but I like to say things. I like to say things anyways. We've been doing this for a while. You do read me, I think, really well when I'm hoping you won't go to a break and when I'm thinking, yeah, go ahead and go to a break. You know, we're getting, you know, what is it? How long has it been now?
What was your last year at Wade?
I don't ever remember. I think 2016 maybe.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know, seven
that's,
or eight
that's
years.
That's 8 years. This is the Ooh. Eighth full season.
Getting
We're almost
old.
Done.
But anyways.
You're getting old.
Back to the basketball game and not having this inappropriate conversation on the air.
It's not inappropriate about that.
No, but I'm just saying.
Your mom and dad enjoy the conversations. Your dad, my mom, enjoy the conversation.
Speaking of which, he will be here.
Okay.
He's going to be here about 7 o'clock. I told him to come down and say hello to us.
I'm looking forward to
okay,
it.
Okay, but back to the
so
game.
So my mom will be listening.
Okay, hello, Ma. And so what I was going to say is Chloe – with experience, because like she made that block and she kind of just turned away.
I
like,
think she assumed the ball went out of bounds.
That's what I was saying.
But
and then she's like,
yes.
then
oh.
she turned around and goes, "Oh, wait,
it's
I'll just grab
here.
That."
Right. 15-11, Sun Valley up. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Edwards across the timeline, left side to Chepel. Ella through the lane into the corner to Sheridan. Or Schindler, excuse me, I'll get it right. Now to Kate Schindler, a three, got it.
It's a good way to come out of a timeout.
Teach me. 17-15. No, that's, yeah, 15-14.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. That's
Put
right.
it up quick. My bad. Sun Valley left side over to Henry. Kalen, a three on the way. No good. Missed it all and
yeah.
goes out of bounds. It'll be Maverick basketball.
And I don't like that response, you know. I mean, like, just because they hit a three and got the one-point lead doesn't mean you come down and put up bad shots, you know.
She felt it on Monday, and I think that's,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Up top to Schindler. Kate, now to Sheridan. Drive. Kick. Nope, they're going to be a call. It'll be on the floor.
So I am going to say.
It'll be on Kalen Henry.
That is her second. So it is dangerous, like you're saying. She's got two, Bradley's got two, and there's really no depth there. I'm going to say that they're doing a good job officiating so far. I mean, a little bit touchy, but like consistent on both ends.
Schindler will trigger it all the way out top to Laney Edwards. Laney, now to Chepel. Rise, fire, three. Front end, no good. Everything for her tonight is short.
Yeah, it looked good.
Rebound by Henry. She'll push into the front court. Back up top. Robinson, left side to Grant. Chloe.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Throws it away. Gets it right to Sheridan. Kate, going to drive. Hang, shot. Good. 16-15 with a minute 50 to go here in the first half.
And I agree with assistant coach Mason over here. Chloe, you got to be tough. You know, I mean, she got to be strong.
Can't just let someone push you like that. Especially if they're not going to call it. Robinson with it up top. Now to Henry. Kalen.
Watch that push off.
Going to drive baseline. Up. Shot blocked by Chepel. Over to Sheridan. Now to Schindler. Kate in the front court. Now to Robitaille. Rise. Fire. Three. No good. Rebound by Robinson. To track meet. Robinson, a 2-on-3. Down the lane. Lost it out of bounds. Marvin Ball.
Oh, boy. That's a opportunity squandered.
16-15 with a minute 16 to go.
I like how both these coaches have stopped momentums with their timeout, but you might got to watch it here if you're Sun Valley.
Edwards quickly into the front court to Chepel. Back to Sheridan. Kate through the lane. Turn, shot, up, under. No, but she's fouled.
That's pretty nifty. Kept her pivot foot.
Foul's going to be on Meters.
And that's only her first. So far, they've been kind of lucky with the, you know, the fouls are spread out pretty decently.
Now, I was talking to Coach Bear up no good. Coach Bear about the playoff situation that we discussed last night with Coach Busick. Coach Bear said, everyone's getting in. Weddington, Cutherson, and Sun Valley.
It looks like that because I looked again today.
Now, those three will be on the road.
Yeah.
With Marvin and Porter Ridge, maybe home.
I think you just got to be happy
a game or two
to be in if you're those teams.
Robinson lost it into the corner to Bradley. Under a minute to go up top to Meters. Ari wants to go baseline. She does and is fouled by Sheridan on the floor.
Ooh, that's not quite shooting yet.
Almost. That's each team with four.
Two on Sheridan. So you got two on Sheridan, two on Briggs, two on
Robitaille, right?
Yeah.
Into the corner. Henry. 50 seconds to go. Kalen drive. And a blocking foul. Oh, he called a jump ball.
I think he was going to call a foul. They looked at each other like. Mm.
Ball goes to Marvin on the possession with 48 seconds to go. Edwards across the timeline. Laney with it. Left side to Chepel. Ella. Drive. Kick. Sheridan. Now to Schindler. Baseline. Good D by Sun Valley. Lost her dribble.
Oh, man.
Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Marvin Ball with 27 and a half seconds to go as Coppin checks back in. For Miss Henry with 27 and a half.
Yeah, she's one of them that has two fouls. I like that defensive sub.
Here's one ref, the young one, right across from us.
Oh.
Robitaille will trigger it.
Boy.
Sheridan, kick. Chepel, step back three. No good. Rebound goes right to Chepel. Now to Robitaille. 20 seconds to go. Kelsey going to reset. Gets past Robinson baseline. Drive now into the corner. Now back up top to Laney Edwards. 12 seconds to go. Schindler a three. Got it.
Oh.
4-point Mavs lead. 19-15. 5, 4, 3. Robinson sees it. A three on the way. No good. And then at the end of one half of play, Marvin 19. Sun Valley 15. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Eberg, Ryan Cook. We're at halftime of the girls portion of the Southern Carolina Conference Tournament with Marvin Ridge up 19-15. And she's got to refresh her browser because it's supposed to be right there. I don't know. It's on mine. It's on my phone.
Strange.
Dump her cash. Trying to help somebody listen in. I've got nobody else with an issue. Let's see here.
And the weird thing is, I mean, I'm being dead serious when I say if it were me, I'd be like, dude, Cook, you're not figuring this out technical-wise. But, like, she doesn't usually have those struggles, so I don't know. Maybe it's because I bet you she's at the school right now. And if she's at the school, it's all the internet.
Yeah, that may block it because it's almost it's a pop-up light.
It's probably – that's probably it.
I mean, I don't know. That's the only it works on my phone. It works here. My mom's listening. I want her to listen because that's two people.
I know.
Two people.
Double our listeners.
Right, and your dad coming here kind of hurts our ratings.
I know.
We could be pulled off the air at any moment.
I know.
Minute 38 to go before we start. Oh. Coach, points-wise, what do we got?
Exciting stuff right
yes,
here.
I'm
exciting
sure.
stuff. Leading scorer of the game is Ari Meters with 7, Robinson with 5, Henry with 2, and Grant with 1 for Sun Valley. For Marvin Ridge, leading scorer is Schindler with 6. Chappell with 3, Linehan with 3, Briggs with 3, Sheridan with 2, and Harden Douglas has 2.
Harden Douglas.
I just remembered my dad gave a suggestion before I came here. Aimed at us.
No, first
team.
You said me.
No, not
so
really.
So I got
you.
A feeling it's at me.
Well, because you're the boss, but no. Aimed at us, okay? And I told him I get where I would like this to, but I don't know if we really want to make it's kind of a big deal to do. He's saying it would be nice at the very end of the game to run down the scoring. And I said, man, I don't know, because I'd have to like total them quick. Cause, I mean, I kind of keep up with them, but I kind of it take a little bit of time to total them. And you usually wrap it up like right away.
I wrap it up right away because depending on where we are, some places turn the lights off literally.
Or people may yell
or
at you.
Indiana's
or
Indiana's playing then. Then
right.
Somebody is bolting.
Well, I always run out of here. Right?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say it again. I'm sorry. But we definitely have the A team right now as far as the officials. Look out. Look at the – no, gosh,
where?
It'd be a lot to say Three Stooges, right? I shouldn't say that. That'd be
no,
awful.
No. That's not him. No.
The other guy in front of him is –
Where are we at? The guy in the red shirt?
No. All the way over to the right. The young guy and that guy.
The black guy we had last night, didn't we?
Is that him? Is that him? My
he was
kind of so
quiet
bad.
Last night. Well,
which that wouldn't be good either, though, because they need someone strong.
Right.
Right? Oh, boy. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how.
We could.
Like, if you said, like, and the final will be, you know, so how are you wrapping it up? You say, like, it looks like that'll
I say,
be the final.
That's the buzzer. Marvin Ridge wins.
And then I have to, like. I'd be like,
you could,
scoring
or,
down.
Or we could take a break and come back.
I don't know.
I mean,
he wanted me to think. He wanted us to think about
all right.
that.
Henry, left wing, Sun Valley with the ball. 3, no good. Rebound by Meters. Ari with it. Reset the offense up top to Miss Robinson.
Food for thought.
I'm always open to suggestions. It's a lot of times we are limited by Indiana Hoosier basketball.
But especially if we have two listeners, we might as well do
yes,
what one of them asked.
Right. Meters, another 3. No good. Rebound by Robitaille.
Did your mom have any requests?
No. Just I have to remind her that we have a game. Linehan from 15, no good, goes out of bounds. Sun Valley ball.
Yeah, I have to tell my dad all the time, too. You know, like, why do we have to remind him all the time, right?
I don't know, but I did today.
Okay, same.
Said, mom, well, game's at 6. She gives me the thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, that's it. Better than the middle finger.
Right, that is her. That's better than that. High post to Henry. Through the lane. Kalen lost it. Now got it back.
3 seconds.
Jump ball is called. Or jump ball is called.
Okay.
It'll be Marvin Ball. I thought he was going to call a travel.
Might have been an appropriate time to call 3 seconds. I know most don't call that, but that would have been.
You want them to start calling that, too? You already complained enough about jump balls.
Yeah.
No, I agree with your dad. There are things that I would like to tweak. I mean, even Coach Welch last year took over Weddington program. He talked about us interviewing girls after a game.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How fast they put up that 10 minutes for the boys to start is tough.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I let a hand on the cut through back up top to Edwards. Laney with it. Now to Robitaille up top. 6:45 to go here. Right side to Linehan. Kylie with it.
Patient team.
See, when you have two listeners, they text you during the game.
Yeah.
Robitaille back on the right wing over to Linehan. Kylie. Back to Schindler, Edwards left wing. Patience here by the Maverick offense. Get that crowd noise in there.
That's kind of all that's going on right now.
Three-man weave, Linehan, Edwards a long 3, got it.
Yeah, she really had time to sit up and think about that, I think. You know, she was like, I think it's that
and
thing
that's
like,
the first
when
shot
I get
of the
this,
night, I believe.
I think you're right.
22-15, Marvin Ridge, 6 minutes to go here in the third. High post to Bradley. Zoe with it up top. Left side to Henry. Overshoots her. Goes right to the crowd. And Marvin basketball.
Yeah, you don't want to fall very far behind this team because they will take the air out of the ball. 7 points, starting to get in that danger zone. A three here makes it double digits.
Edwards across the timeline. Left wing over to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Near side, Chappell hands off to Robitaille. A little push by Robinson, no call. Up top back to Chappell. Grant on her. High post, back to Lenahan. Kylie can get her free shot free. Back door, Schindler glass, good.
That was nice.
Timeout, Coach Bear and the Spartans.
Good timeout.
With 5:25 to go here, Marvin up 24-15.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough start to the half. I mean, it was a four-point game at half, I believe. You know, and now you got it ballooned to 9 pretty.
Yeah, 19 to 15 at the half.
Pretty quickly. I mean, but again, maybe the bad part is it's not even all that quickly. You know, 3.5 minutes are gone from this quarter already, and, like, each possession by Marvin may take
45 seconds.
I don't know, you know. And
a true shot clock.
Yeah. But you don't think they need one in high school?
I don't.
Huh?
I don't. Show me evidence. Show me games where a team won 12 to 10. Show me varsity games.
But why does it have to be?
Because that would be that. Because that's what they would say. That would say, well, they sit out there and they hold the ball, so we're having low scoring. Deliberate. No one can show me footage of games in North Carolina. I don't care what goes on in Kansas.
I remember that
or
jerk.
Texas
in,
or
I remember that jerk that used to coach the Weddington girls, holding it forever in
up,
one game.
Bradley lost it out of bounds as she tumbled, and it'll be Mavs ball again. That jerk at Weddington. I mean, he did have a girl score 50, so I don't think he was holding the ball much.
No.
Edwards across the timeline, left wing. Over to Lenahan on the right side, 5:05 to go here in the third. Up top to Chappell. Grant on her, and we've got a foul away from the ball.
Moving screen.
It'll be on Lenahan, I believe. Nope. Schindler.
Yes. Her first.
My mom's making fun of us now.
Oh, man. That's rough.
You know,
that's rough.
Look right there. Meters through the lane. Jump ball is called. It'll stay Sun Valley basketball.
Nothing like a mom to build your confidence.
No, and then tear it down.
Yeah.
Good try. Bradley will trigger it for Sun Valley. Into the corner to Grant. Chloe up top to Meters. Left side to Henry. Nobody's there. Back to Robinson. Tyra with it. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Schindler.
Scoring
Kate will push.
Is just rough right now.
Kate across the timeline. Up top to Chappell. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Lost it. Now got it back. Edwards a three. Missed everything. Out of bounds. It'll be staying right there. I don't know about that.
Oh, it says
staying. Did he get overruled? It's going to say Marvin. I thought it was off Sundown or off Marvin. Henry out. Coppin back in. Schindler will trigger it. Up top to Lenahan. Kylie with it. Guarded by Meters. She'll go. Kick to Schindler. Kate.
Oh, man, I wonder going up with that.
Chappell. Dribble drive down the lane. Foul is called. It was a bit late, but nonetheless called. And Ella will go to the line. The foul's on Meters.
That is Meters' second.
Two.
Team's first, or they have not put it up yet of the quarter.
4:17 to go here, 24-15. Chappell at the line for Marvin Ridge. Up and good. That looked a little bit better than earlier.
It did.
Jenny Briggs back in for the first time. Replaces Lainey Edwards, who, from my understanding, is battling some shin splints.
That is my understanding as well.
Limiting her time. Second one up for Chappell is good.
5 points for Ella tonight.
26-15, Marvin Ridge up. 4:14 to go here in the third. Winner gets Porter Ridge Friday night, 6 p.m. High post, loose ball, and a foul is called.
11.
Is that on Schindler again?
It is.
She's got two?
Yes, that is her second.
So Robinson will trigger it underneath the Sun Valley basket. Underneath Meters, the give and go, no good. Rebound goes to Robitaille. Over to Briggs. Jenny will push. Jenny quickly across the timeline. Cop it on her. Back up top, Robitaille. Pump fake. Shot, window, good.
Oh, that's tough. It's a good take. I usually think of her as a shooter from outside.
28-15. Robinson through the legs, through the lane. Shot, no. Rebound goes to Coppin. She's fouled. And Miss Coppin will go to the line for two with 3:40 to go.
White zero, Briggs, her third.
Up and no good on the first by Miss Coppin. 28-15, 3:40 to go. Don't forget the boys' game after this one. It's Weddington and Porter Ridge. Kaylin. Shooter? Okay. Copping up on its way. No good. Rebound goes to Grant. Chloe puts it back up and a foul is called.
Okay.
She's learning.
Yeah, she kept it high like you wanted to, right?
Foul's going to be on Chappell.
That is her first.
With 3:38 to go here, this is where Sun Valley needs to knock these things down to cut into that lead with no time moving off that clock.
Absolutely.
Grant, the first one, the window, no good. Henry in, copping out, I believe.
I'm going out on a limb right now to say that I don't think Grant's strength is probably her free throw shooting right now.
No, but again, like I said, I would lock her in the gym.
Literally?
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Matt, I know
in today's world, you can't do that.
Matt, I know you're not a school guy, but you get fired for locking her in the
gym. I'd rent out Carolina courts.
And you'd lock her in that gym?
I'd lock her in that gym. You're not leaving. I paid for the whole day. We're going to sit here and work. She's done a good job from freshman year to this year. Briggs with it up top. Robitaille on the right wing, above her head, on the block. Tipped away, out of bounds, off of Meters. It'll stay Mavs ball.
I want you to kill all the Gophers.
I don't know about you, but if they do that, they'll lock me up and throw away the key. Schindler going to trigger it, and a timeout called by Coach Lenahan. And the Mavericks with 3:22 to go. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game O of the week.
I was just admiring Ari's tattoo. That's pretty.
I see it's on her forearm.
It's pretty sharp. It's pretty much the whole sleeve almost. Right. I mean, it looks like a scripture or like a. I don't know exactly, but some kind of like wording, you know, and stuff. So, I'm excited about the boys' game tonight.
Are you?
Too.
Because when we talked today, you excited was not a word that came across in the text that
I didn't want to air my. I didn't want to say. Okay, as a broadcaster,
look, you've been doing
I'm excited.
This for 8 years. People know who you are.
As a dad, I'm nervous. But that's what I mean. I'm excited. I think it could be better than what people think. Porter Ridge has the size to get in there and bruise with them a little bit.
But I need a little more than just a little bit.
Yeah.
Schindler on the block to Chappell. Ella lost it. Goes right back. Bradley's got it. Over to Henry. Kalen's going to push. Right wing on the far side of the court with that dribble. On the block. Tipped away. Stolen away. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay. Spartan basketball. Cadence Douglas back in for the first time this half. Kate Schindler in for the first time this half.
I can see where Douglas could be a tough matchup for Grant because she has got to be strong and get on her left side.
And Cadence Douglas is strong with the basketball going to the left.
Yeah.
Up top to Henry. Right side to Robinson. 3:05 to go here in the third. They use the screen. Gets past Schindler. Hang. Shot glass. Bucket is good.
Needed.
And the foul.
And that is Sheridan's third. Robinson now with 7 points.
Needed 16.
Looking
so
for
nine.
Eight here.
Eight it is.
Halfway there, living on a prayer, right?
With a quarter and a half left to go in the game. 2:56 to go here. 28-18. Lenahan with it up top. Lost her dribble right side to Douglas. Cadence through the lane. Skip pass over to Sheridan. Dribble drive now to Schindler. No, that's Lenahan, a three, who knocks it down. 31-18. Robinson with it up top. Spin, oh, down, man. Lane, glass, no.
Thought she got
Grant with the rebound. Chloe, up shot, no. But she'll go to the line and earn them.
I thought Robinson got hammered on that drive. And that will be Sheridan's fourth unless I'm missing something.
Sheppel back in. Coppin in. Ari's nursing her wrist.
Unless I'm missing something, that's Sheridan's four.
Miss Grant at the line. First one up for Chloe. No good. Two things we're working on this summer.
Yes.
Free throws and keep that ball high.
Absolutely.
Robitaille and Chapel back in for Marvin Ridge with 2:24 to go here.
Why does it say player five fouls?
Up. No good. Rebound Chapel. Across the timeline with a pass to Robitaille. Got away with the double dribble right there. Back up top to Briggs. Jenny into the corner to Douglas. A 15-footer. No good. Rebound her own shot through the lane. Back to Robitaille. On the block to Chapel. Now to Douglas. She'll go baseline. Lost it out of bounds. Sun Valley basketball.
Yeah, you got to, it's about, you know, once again, it's about time to start chipping into this lead or you're going to be in trouble.
Right. Minute 55 to go here in the third. Robinson up top with it. Hands off to Henry. Kalen with it. Dribble drive through the lane and a foul is called. I believe it'll be on Douglas.
Kind of a lot of fouls they're calling.
Yep, pretty, Douglas it is.
Pretty consistent, though. Douglas is second. I mean, this is the way you get back in it. I mean, if you're Sun Valley, you want to.
You got to make these.
You got to make them. I mean, you got the clock stopped.
Henry up, front end, no good.
14-7 in their favor. 14-7 The officials don't keep track of that.
No, they don't. Up and that one is good for Miss Henry. 31-19 with a minute 45 to go here in the third. Schindler will bring it up left to right. Cross the timeline to Briggs. Jenny dribbled down the lane into the corner to Douglas. Cadence drive, and she's fouled by Grant.
That is Grant's second.
Schindler will trigger with a minute 37 to go here. Into the corner, back Robitaille, now to Schindler. Dribbles out top, back to Robitaille. Both wanted to take the three. High post, Chapel, glass, no. She's fouled and will go to the line.
Another one on
She's
Grant.
Upset with herself.
Her third.
Ari Meters back in after this free throw.
It's funny the different perspectives of different fans. I think the fan that just said you got to call it both ways, and there's actually a lot more fouls called on the other team.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Me?
Yeah, okay. That's just how it is.
Okay, so they got to call it both ways?
Yeah, I mean, Meters back in, 32-19. Chapel with the first one.
Is it Coach Linehan was just talking about how it was like 14-7 and fouls, and then the other team said you got
to
call it.
And no one's paying attention to any of it. They just talk. Ella taking her time, knocks it down. 33-19.
Seven for Ella Chapel.
There's Coach Austin to our left.
Yes, yes.
Robinson up top, drive, hang, shot, window, no. So Tyra will go back to the line.
Coach Austin is the reason I made it here kind of on time. She finished practice for me so I could leave her. She's my assistant coach for that team.
She will get a bag of Skittles. Small bag.
I think she's paying me to do this. I think it's going to be fun, but I still can't believe I'm doing it.
Same amount of games as a typical AAU summer, spring season, I should say.
Probably a little bit less. Oh, there's another one for Robinson.
Robinson with another one, 33-20.
About the same. Probably a few weeks shorter than the boys I'm used to coaching, so I like that too.
They play down at Rock Hill at the big theater?
Not much. No. We're actually going to be.
Second one is good.
We'll be at Carolina Course and Indian Trail quite a bit, which is nice and convenient too, so.
Schindler with it up top, across the timeline. Screen from Chapel. Still with that basketball up top. Bradley on her. A minute 6 to go here in the third. Kate with it still. Near pass to Briggs. Jenny. Jenny want to break her down. Going to dribble drive. Hand off to Chappell. Ella drive. Hang shot. Layup good. Nice. And the foul. Ella will go to the line for the bonus.
Three on meters and a foul. I mean, this is real danger time here.
55.9 seconds to go. 35-21. Mavs. Winner gets Porter Ridge Friday night. That game will be here as well. First one up and good.
Just one up.
That was the bonus. Everybody stood there except for Cadence Douglas. She knew the count.
Yeah.
Robinson with it under 50 seconds to go. Right wing. Splits the double team. Pull up from 12. Got it. High off the window.
Wait, that was Robinson again,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Seven away from the vaunted number. Robitaille. 30 seconds to go. Briggs up top. Sees the clock. Stolen away. Oh. Meters hit the deck. Robinson's got it. 20 seconds. A two-on-two. Tyra blocked by Schindler. And it will be Sun Valley basketball. Robinson will trigger it. What do we got? We got a problem here. Warning against Coach Bear in the book.
It's a warning on the black sector.
Why's it got to be about color? kidding.
21st century, you thought we got past that.
I'm kidding.
Henry down the lane, lowers her shoulder, is fouled. It'll be on Chappell.
That's only her second.
Hold on. 12.7 seconds to go here. We're in the third. Kaelin up, no good.
Gotta hit your free throws if you're gonna pull this out. That pizza's smelling good.
There is a media, like a room, but I haven't been in it. I was told it was back there. Kind of like what Weddington did when they hosted. Second one, no good. 10 seconds. Briggs sees the clock across the timeline. Jenny up top to Chappell. 5, 4, 3. Briggs a three. No. That'll do it. At the end of three quarters of play, I should say. Sun Valley 23, Marvin 36. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Because I only see you when it's 3 a.m. in California. Hit you with that 1, 2, ooh, hallelujah, I'm back in town. Again, I know I said it, why you? My friends are all enjoying life, the city's getting hot.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Matt Aver, Brian Cook. The final 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock. Marvin up 36-23. Tyra Robinson 4 points away from 1,000. And the winner gets Porter Ridge Friday night. Lenahan, Edwards, Chappell, Robitaille, and Schindler. Grant, Bradley, Meters, Robinson, Henry. Lenahan with it up top. Cross court over to Schindler. Now Schindler's got it from Chappell. Back to Robitaille. Up, Kelsey left it short. Almost too wide open.
Yeah.
Right side, Robinson up, glass, good.
Uh-oh, that's 14.
Two more, Jolte reaches it.
Yeah.
36-25, left side over to Lenahan. Kylie with it up top, behind the back, pass Meters. Lost it, now to Schindler, goes baseline. Skip pass to Chappell.
Nice
rise,
play.
Fire, three, got it.
Yep.
And 39-25.
For Chappell, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Near side to Meters, guarded by Schindler.
13 for Chappell.
Back up top, Robinson. Skip past the Meters between the circles. Under 7 minutes to go in the game. Cut through, stolen away. Edwards up to Robitaille. Kelsey's going to get a... She'll get that one back right
you
there.
You got that
two
one,
for
yeah.
good for Miss Robitaille. 41-25 with 6:45 to go. Robinson up top. A screen from Grant. Now to Meters. Right side to Henry. Kalen double teamed, lost it, loose ball. Robitaille got it. Robitaille pushes, left wing over to Schindler. Kate with it. Skip pass to Chepel again. Another three, got it.
I think it's safe to say she's found it.
Heat check for Ella.
Is that Schindler with that assist?
Yes. Timeout, Coach Bear in Sun Valley as they pull away. It's 44-25, 6:14 to go here in the game. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say here. You know, it's like it reminds me a little bit what we talk about with the Weddington boys, where you kind of you don't
shift
quite
down to like third.
You don't see it coming at first. You know, all of a sudden they're up a little bit more,
bad pass.
And all of a sudden you look up and it's like, ooh, it's a 19-point game. You know, and then
back to back threes.
Yeah, you know, and what I just think this team is really exceptional with Marvin is just like grinding their stuff. You know, and so that feeds right into it. I mean, when you're up 19. In the fourth quarter, I mean, this is exactly what
coaches just run it.
Yeah.
Run your stuff.
I mean, they'll just and this team's really good at that. Like I say, just they'll have long possessions now, and it's going to be super hard on this Sun Valley team. I think, you know, it's desperation time for sure. I think you come out, I think you press.
Yep.
Whether it's man or zone, little both, whatever you want to do, I think you pressure like crazy and try to run. I mean, like, it's time to make something happen because it's do or die, you know. Back to what you were saying, though, about all the teams making the playoffs, I agree. I mean, I looked this morning, which is updated. They update it, like, every day, like, first thing in the morning. It was updated from last night,
okay.
And Cuthbertson was still 31, which means I think everybody would be in.
Right.
I
On
think.
The road, those three teams.
Yep.
Meters with it up top, right wing. Trapped, Robitaille, and she splits it. Baseline Ari, kick to Henry. Kalen up top to Robinson. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Schindler.
Yeah, needed that.
Kate wants to push. Into the front court, left wing. Skip pass over to Edwards. Laney.
Here goes the clock.
Now to Chepel.
Oh.
Now to Schindler. No good. Rebound by Henry. I guess if you're Ella, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not good at all.
No, Kalen had it. Just run back. You're up 19.
Right, yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to stop the clock. It's her third foul. Not a huge deal, but it's her third.
No, but you're stopping the clock. That's the thing.
Yeah, and yeah, I guess when you're Schindler, I'm kind of always good with her taking a wide open three.
Yeah.
But when in hindsight, now that she's missed it, it's like, move the ball around. You know.
Robinson up top, two away from 1,000. Tyra, spin, hang, floater. No good. Working too hard for it, maybe. Over to Robitaille with it now. Kelsey will push into the front court. Robitaille, nobody stops the ball. Now they do. Edwards up top. Now to Chepel. Chepel, drive, hang, shot. Blocked yep. by Meters, but a foul is called.
I think that's the right call.
Yeah.
That's her four.
5:13 to go as Miss Chepel goes to the line for two with 44-25. Mavericks up. Boys game after this one's Porter Ridge and Weddington. Chepel up and good.
And maybe no surprise with this like lead ballooning the way it has. Chepel's quietly gotten up to 17 now. You know, it seemed she got to a slow start.
The first quarter, it was really like everything was short that she was shooting. Even inside, she left a few short. Ella measures it. Second one on its way and good.
And all of a sudden, she's got an 18-point game. I got
Douglas in, Sheridan in.
I got her with 18 and 5 rebounds. Oh, here's a visitor for you.
Good to see you, sir. Thanks for coming up to see me.
And notice he's got the fat head too.
Oh, look at that.
The fat head.
He thinks I'm
calling him fat, but no, the fat head. That's the fat head.
On the block to Robinson. Tyra makes way up glass. Good.
There it is.
Tyra Robinson. Joins that club of 1,000 points. Congratulations to her. Into the corner to Douglas. Marvin Ridge with it up top to Schindler. She joins a select crew, including her assistant coach, Carly Mason.
Yeah.
Chepel drive, kick, and she's called for steps. Four-year starter.
Okay.
For Sun Valley, joins that elite club of 1,000-point scorers. And Sun Valley's got about five. And I think she is, I think it's five. I did a little math today.
I know Amanda Lee, Amanda Cherry.
Amanda Lee, Amanda Cherry, Adamczyk, Mason.
Taylor?
No.
Taylor didn't
well,
make
I'm out. Missing games.
Okay.
Close, right. Close.
Yeah.
So I know four right there, and then she would be the fifth. Robinson going to come back in.
I wonder if there's others older than that. McGahee. Did I get that? I'll have to look in. I know you want your – I like you to get things accurate.
I like things accurate.
I went back into Toxie and Lindsey Jones days.
How far back can you go?
I can get to well, I can't get to Toxie. I can get to Lindsey can go right. Way back, I think.
Briggs across the timeline, 4:15 to go here. Adamczyk did it in 3 years. She transferred. Up. Shot on the way by Hine. In for the first time tonight.
Is that a two or a three?
I believe. Is that a three or a two? Three on the way.
Okay.
Allie Hine, the freshman. Meters, drives, lost it. That's Lenahan with it. Over to Briggs. 49-27, 3:50 to go. Into the corner. Hine, another one. No good.
Oh, in and
rebound
out.
By Sheridan. Kate, up. Kick it out top to Briggs. Jenny, a three on the way. No good. Rebound by Sheridan. Goes out of bounds. Sun Valley ball. More substitutions for Marvin Ridge as Emma Stewart comes in. And Ella Chapel Clone.
Yes.
3:35 maybe, to go here.
Maybe a little ways to go. But,
yes, I'm just the look, size, meters up top to Robinson. Tyra, dribble drive, spin. Shot, forced it, but a foul is called.
Zero.
Miss Robinson about to get her 1,000th point career-wise and does.
1,000?
1,001.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
1,001.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Are we going back?
Henry coming back in. .323 to go here. Robinson will measure it. 49-28. Up and no good. Rebound by Hine. Over to Briggs. Jenny across the timeline. Left wing. Now to Douglas. Cadence, spin.
Ooh.
Drive, hang, shot, no.
Oh,
rebound
man.
By Coppin. Over to Robinson. Tyra will push with 3:05 to go in the game. Henry in the corner. They want to travel. No call. Up top back to Meters. Ari is called for a travel. Turnover, Marvin Ball. So if things continue, you're going to have 7-1 conference co-champions face off each other on Friday night.
I'm sure that would be a great one.
And you'll hear it here with 2:55 to go here. Marvin Ridge up. Briggs to Douglas to Sheridan to Hine. Hine going to drive, kick into the corner. Douglas through the lane, lost it. Henry with it, and a foul is called, I think, on Douglas. Clyburn coming in for the first time tonight.
Trying to do research on this Sun Valley scoring thing.
Amanda Lee's the one that you were close with and coached.
Right, right.
She was until Cherry. She was Sun Valley's all-time leading scorer. And then Cherry broke that. Robinson a three from deep. No good. Rebound goes to a new substitution in there for that's Libby Jones. Henry on the right wing, 2:20 to go here into the corner of the Meters. Sun Valley with it. Meters drive, Hank blocked by Stewart, but a foul is called.
That was pretty good. See Chapel up like cheering for her younger sister there.
Her clone.
Not really her younger sister.
No, because they have, you know, the last names aren't the same. And,
right, that's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah. Meters up, no good. So I've got Amanda Lee, Amanda Cherry, Amanda Lee, Mason, Adamczyk, and now Robinson. Gaiman didn't play a lot her freshman year, so she doesn't have the points.
Yeah.
Taylor, I'm missing games, but I don't think she played. Offensively, she was not as dominant as she was on defense.
Yeah, yeah, only her last couple years maybe.
So
you really
have to go far back.
Yeah.
Into the corner, a long three, no good. Rebound goes out top to Alessandro, lost it. Robinson with the steal, coast to coast, and fouled. Samaya Jackson going to check in for the first time tonight. 2:03 to go here. Up and good for Miss Robinson. Jackson in for the first time tonight. Replaces Kaylin Henry. So it looks like it'll be Marvin Ridge, Porter Ridge, rubber match Friday night for bragging rights.
Yeah. Yeah, that, like I say, that'll be fun. I mean, that's going to be another good matchup.
Some of the best athletes in Union County. Second one up good for Miss Robinson. 49-31 with 2 minutes to go in the game. Alessandro across the timeline over to Stewart. Up top to Jones. Libby Jones has it stolen away. Robinson up, left-handed layup is good. 49-33.
We got Robinson to see. It's 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20.
Hine with it, left side to Alessandro.
21 for Robinson, I believe.
Right side to Hine into the corner to Jones. Back to Hine. A three on the way, no good. Rebound by Jackson. Over to Meters. Ari. Up top, Robinson, a three on the way. Got it! Heat check for Tyra.
Yeah, I think she's on now. A little late, but making it respectable.
Hine will bring it up left to right. A minute 15 to go here. Alessandro on that left wing. Skip pass over to Hine into the corner. That's Baxter. Back to Hine. No good. Rebound by Meters. Ari gets it to Robinson. Back to Ari. Under a minute to go. Robinson back to Meters.
Might as well let it fly.
Yep. Robinson will do that. No good off the glass. Banks have officially closed.
Yep.
Alessandro across the timeline. Up top to Stewart. Now to Hine. Back to Stewart. Back to Hine left wing. Now to Stewart, who wants to shoot. On its way, no good. Rebound goes to Meters. 30 seconds to go. Over to Robinson. Ari will bring it up. They're trying to get Miss Jackson, I think, a bucket. They got her on the block. She's going to come up and set a screen. She does. She rolls. Meters in the corner. Aria three. Got it. 49-39.
Yeah, it makes it look respectful in the end. I mean, it was good for a while.
It was. Into the corner. Libby Jones a three. No good. Hine with the basket. Won't shoot it, and that'll do it. It's a final. Marvin Ridge advances to the title game Friday night. Miss Robinson gets her 1,000th point, plus a little more.